The eye had provided little in the way of useful information as well. She'd worked up the courage to ask him about the princes while they were readying for the rescue attempt, but the exchange hadn't gone to plan. At her query, the demon had glared at her with its single steely eye. When he answered, his words had seemed to have no bearing on the princes at all. "Fate works in its own time," he told her, his lips curling into a snarl. Lena wasn't sure he was aware of his expression, so thick was the vitriol in his tone. "But what begins will end. It is inevitable." He stalked off, and she'd lost him in the small crowd gathered in the palace. Now Lena wondered if they were naive, trusting the Hellspawn to bring them to the right location. If a prince of darkness is here, then this massive obsidian structure must be his palace. She took a step back, gauging their increasingly terrible odds. "We've somehow landed in the exact place we need to be, which is also the most dangerous spot in the entire realm. How did the eye put us here?" Her sister had informed her of the limitations of teleporting in Aramanabad, and Lena had counted on having to stealth their way for 50 miles before reaching the palace due to the prince's magic, which was supposed to inhibit all teleportation in the vicinity of the palace. Instead, we're inside the very same palace, staring at its extremely angry owner. The cat roared again, and Lena covered her ears, wincing in pain. Bracken was beside her, his demeanor protective as always. "What in the web is happening?" His eyes were round, his ears drooping. "We fell right into an ambush. But how?" Lena's eyes shot around the chamber, looking for any sign of the creature who'd put them in this situation. But the eye was nowhere to be found. She located Torva, leading a contingent of Kingsblade toward their feline adversary. But the Heartless One's pet demon was missing. Fear poured over her, turning her skin to ice. If our demon ally is gone, how will we get back to the Fey realm? All questions were knocked out of her head at the impact of one of the gigantic lion's paws against a nearby column. A loud crack followed, and the column dislodged from its footings and crumbled, causing a spray of debris from the ceiling. King's blade fell like dominoes, and Lena winced as she watched Torva dragged by dagger-sized claws toward the drooling maw of the cat. Bracken pulled her into a quick embrace, holding her head against his chest to protect her from the sight of Torva's demise. But her sensitive ears still picked up the crunch of bones and the scream of agony from the powerful Kingsblade. Their magic seemed to have little effect on the prince in his lion form, and it was clear to Lena that it wouldn't be long before their entire Fey contingent, herself and her father included, were wiped out. "We've got to find a way out of here, find a way to regroup." All thoughts of rescuing her sister were now taking a backseat to the need to escape, to live to fight another battle. It wasn't the first time Lena had made a recalculation of this kind. It seemed like much of her life had been about shifting priorities in the face of challenges that seemed as ubiquitous as the air around her. Within several months, she'd lost her memory and undertaken a journey to reclaim it, a journey that had resulted in the discovery of a twin sister from whom she'd been separated for a decade, her mother she'd hardly known, and a plot by a mysterious sorcerer with the moniker "The Eater of Worlds," who'd threatened to destroy the Fey realm and the family she'd finally managed to reunite. But it stung Lena to know she was once more on the back foot, that as far as she'd come, she was still struggling against overwhelming odds. "Then Gilly's the fighter, or more of a, well, I'm still figuring that out." Lena looked up to her sister's confidence and capability. She'd seemed able to juggle her position as the crone's powerfully magical acolyte and her command of the wildling's forces. Gilly was unflappable, or had seemed that way until she'd been abducted by the Empress disguised as one of their own. Now it was up to Lena and her family to bring Gilly home. Her sister had been outmatched, as surprising as that was, by a creature known as a Dev, a mortal enemy of the Fey kind, according to her mother, who had shivered at the mere mention of the word. During their last meeting, when Lena had come to her sister in a dream, Gilly had urged Lena to hurry, warning that they'd be arriving at the prince's palace soon. Lena had been certain that they'd had time, allowing her father to organize the rescue with the Kingsblade. "I should have listened to the urgency in my twin's voice. We should have come right away," as she said, "instead of letting the preparations drag on." Guilt bloomed inside her, but fear strangled it, grinding it down to dry dust that blew away and left Lena feeling hollow inside.